Time to talk arts. It is the first Friday, February 1st today, and joining us to begin the conversation, Katie Marshall, Executive Director at the McCroskey Art Center in downtown Grand Rapids. Katie, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So it is a warm-up, so hopefully people will be just cannot wait to get out of the house.
I think
and go
they will
participate.
Yeah, and stretch your legs.
Yes.
Yeah, breathe air that doesn't burn.
Put away the puzzles.
Maybe not be as dry. And yeah, anyway, so let's talk about what's going on.
Yep. So we've got a nice lineup for this evening. We have a few. So there's not quite as many stops as some months, but that means you get to spend more time at each stop and can warm up in between and might actually be able to do the whole route. So at Brood Awakenings, they have photography by Jordan Weiss, and then John Downing will be playing music from 4 to 6 p.m. And that's usually a good place to start out because I think Brood is open till 6:30 and the rest of it goes from 4 till 7. In Central School, the artisan residents are up on the third floor, and I believe David Dobbs and Whitney Lemming Salisbury are going to be up there. But you can also check out the work of Mary Corwin, Leah Yellowbird, and Aaron Olson Reiners, who also have space up there, and see what they've been working on. And then a new addition to the First Friday Art Walk on the garden level, which is code for basement of Central School.
Garden level.
Local artists Aaron Squadroni and Leah Friesen now have a studio space, and they are going to have that open for First Friday, so you can stop in and check out their studio. So top and bottom of Central School. And then this didn't make it on the flyer, but I know that the Free Range Food Co-op is opening an office in the building and will be open for First Friday. So you can stop in and check that out and welcome them to Central School. Then in Central Square Mall, Crafted by Itasca Life Options is open. They work with artists of all abilities, and each piece that they have on display there is made by a person with a developmental or physical disability, and they always have a great display of different things that everybody's been working on there. And at VFW, Sam Miltich and Friends will be playing from 7 to 10. Chris Lomheim is their special guest. He plays piano, and that's free and open to the public from 7 to 10 p.m. at Brood. Not Brood, VFW. Coffee is next on my list this morning. So.
It's not easy talking in the morning.
Yeah, so then we have McCroskey, and at McCroskey we've got two really great exhibits. I'm super excited about them, and I'm also excited about how they work so well together. It doesn't always happen, and you don't really know what to expect when you pair two different exhibits during a month, but these two, I think, really create a nice conversation. So in the McCroskey Gallery, we have Duluth artist Susanna Gaunt, and she has an installation that's got a lot of different components to it. There's one very involved piece hanging in the front window that took many, many hours. I think she was at McCroskey for 3 full days installing it. And then there's also a component of these drawers on the wall that you can pull out, and they're almost like specimen drawers. She's kind of into natural history and personal and physical collections of things. So they're all things that she's created, but they look like butterflies and different insects and things like that. So you can open the drawers and check those out. And then she also has some boxes that she's also created, like specimen boxes and some printmaking, I believe. So there's a lot of different techniques involved, but it's really interesting and kind of interactive and fun to be a part of.
You look like you have a question. Well, yeah, I'm just wondering if I'm putting you on the spot, but you said it's a very involved piece in the window.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, it means it involved in terms of the amount of time it took to assemble.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily complicated to look at. It's a lot of some kind of a transparency paper that things are printed on, and there's little pieces of them, and they're attached to long strings, and they hang from a piece up on the ceiling. So it's a long, and there's a lot of them, many, many, and they all hang in a very particular place. I don't know that it took. Sorry, I'm not doing a good job of describing. You should stop by and see it because it's really cool, and it's fun to. I mean, it's just really interesting to look at, and there's a lot of detail in it, and the artist spent a lot of time installing it in a very specific way. So I know that it was involved.
Then you have a complimentary.
How do they fit together?
Okay, so Naomi Hart is in the Minnesota Gallery. Thank you for getting me back on track as I try to describe visual art without coffee. So Naomi Hart, she works also in mixed media. She creates pieces in things like pastel and colored pencil and graphite, and then she uses hot wax, so it's sort of an encaustic process. So hot wax goes over the top, I believe, and it creates this this different effect to the piece. And so she's got quite a number of pieces on display, and a lot of them also have sort of similar themes in terms of there's some insects coming through, there's some butterflies, and and she's just interested sort of in, I'm looking at her artist statement, the natural world, and they just kind of relate.
And are they both speaking tonight?
Yep. Or? Yeah, both artists will be at the gallery, and our artist talks are at 6 p.m. And then we also have Chris Lomheim and Sam are going to do a little jazz duo before their VFW show from 4 to 5:30. And then we have food by Nana Shell's Cafe from Bovee. I'm super excited about that. So they'll be sponsoring the First Friday reception.
Sounds great. Hey, Katie, yeah. I asked you, I'm kind of interested in something McCrosty is doing in March. I wonder, you don't have to do a full explanation because it's putting you on the spot, but I'm so curious about this. The second year you've done a trip.
Yes, our winter art adventure. Last year was our first, our inaugural one. We went to Winnipeg and we had a group of, I think, 7 or 8 people that went up to Winnipeg to visit the Winnipeg Art Gallery, some other art spaces up there. We went to the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra concert and we did a bunch of different things over the weekend, and it was just really fun to explore the city and to just kind of get out and about with people that you wouldn't necessarily normally travel with. So it was really fun, and we're doing that again this spring, and we are doing a little circuit tour of Western Minnesota and Fargo. So we're going to head down to New York Mills and check out the Cultural Center down there. They've got a concert by The Lost 40 that evening, so we'll be taking that in. And then we're going to head up to Fargo, visit the Plains Art Museum and some other galleries there. We're going to also, I believe we're stopping on the way to New York Mills at Brainerd, and then we'll be stopping by the Gajigan Arts Incubator on our way back home in Manoman. So we've got a whole route planned. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you're sleeping in a train?
Well, the first night we're hoping to get rooms at the Whistle Stop Bed and Breakfast in New York Mills, which does have train cars. So
sounds fun. Well, a good. You said Fargo, right?
Yep.
There's good art in Fargo.
Yeah. Yep. So that'll be fun, and it's I can't remember the exact weekend, March 22nd, 23rd, about there, and it's on our website under classes.
Okay.
You can give us a call. We'll get you going in the right direction. 800-662-5799 if you want to go on an arts tour. That sounds amazing.
It should be fun.
McCrostyArtsCenter.org or go to GrandRapidsArts.org. Katie, thanks so much. Go get some coffee.
Thank you. I will.
You did great. I'm not saying that, but I feel you.